Hey, good morning. It's Patricia Murphy. It's Monday. This is Seattle Now. Well, Mariners fans didn't get the outcome they were hoping for this weekend, but there's still reason to think the team might be turning a corner. More on that in a minute. But first, let's get you caught up. The morning commute looks different out of the North End today. Light rail to Northgate, Roosevelt, and the University District is up and running as of Saturday. No official ridership numbers yet. Sound Transit says those are going to take a little while, but trains were filled all weekend with riders checking out the new stops and many Mariners and Sounders fans heading to and from the stadium. Next up, service to Linwood, Redmond, and Federal Way, coming in 2024. The city's police chief is urging Seattle PD employees to turn in proof they've been vaccinated to avoid any staffing problems. In a message on Friday, Chief Diaz said SPD could have hundreds of unvaccinated employees and needs to know their status to plan for any disruptions. Today is the last day for city workers to get their second dose in order to meet Mayor Durkan's October 18th deadline. SPD employees have until tomorrow to show proof. And the Women's Pro Soccer League that includes Tacoma's O.L. Reign is promising to transform the organization. This after players rose up against the league's handling of repeated sexual misconduct complaints against a former male coach that went ignored for years. The National Women's Soccer League canceled all of its matches over the weekend. The commissioner stepped down yesterday, and they're bringing in a former U.S. attorney to lead an investigation. On Twitter, Reign star player Megan Rapinoe called the league's initial response disrespectful and said it failed to protect the right people. What a weekend for baseball in this city. With three games left, the Mariners had a chance to grab a wild card spot and snap a 20-year postseason absence. Heading into yesterday's must-win game, M's fans were doing some big-time believing.
I absolutely think they're going to win. I know they're going to win. I believe they're going to win.
This is our year. This is our year, man. It's a team of destiny.
I'm wearing the same clothes all weekend. I wore this the last 3 days. My fiance is like, you need to change. I'm not going to change. I'm not going to shave either until we're out, which is going to be the World Series. We're going all the way. You got to believe there's a chance.
It was a rare thing to see in Seattle in October. More than 40,000 fans packed into the ballpark yesterday, hoping to see the M's keep the magic going. And then...
that's well hit out to right, and he's done it! Otani leads off the game with a homer!
Yeah, sadly, there was no storybook ending. The Angels hit a home run on the very first at-bat of the game, and it only got worse from there. The M's lost 7-3, which didn't even matter because the Red Sox won, which knocked them out of contention even before the game was over. But even though this year didn't turn out quite how the fans were hoping, we heard from writer and lifelong M's fan Joe Vieira after the game that something feels different.
Well, it's bittersweet. After 20-some-odd years, you know, what's another at this point? But at least with this year compared to the past several, it really feels like there's a future that didn't exist before. It's not just to win 90 games, but to know that there are younger players that are doing it. The core of the roster feels like it's here. It feels like this is the beginning of something rather than the end of it.
Okay, that's a great perspective for somebody who's 21 years now into a drought for a playoff game. What were you thinking through the game?
Oh, gosh. It was tough to scoreboard watch there at the beginning and see Washington take the lead and know that you needed things to break just the right way to force another game. And it felt like the magic ran out. And in a season like this, they exceeded all expectations that I had for them. It's tough to see it end, but they had a great year.
It feels like the magic ran out when all the fans showed up for the sellout games.
I know. At least they had Saturday. At least they had Saturday to come back in front of a full house. I know there's been this feeling in the past, like they reach the big moment, they're right on the cusp, and they don't get it done. But to at least come out of this series with one win and to go into that last day, having a shot to play on, It feels different this time. It really does.
Joe, how long have you been a Mariners fan?
Gosh, I've been a fan as long as I can remember. But I was 8 in 2001. And when you're that age and they have that kind of success, you think it's going to last forever.
It was a magical year for you.
It was a magical year. So I've been a diehard fan ever since, and I've been waiting for them to get back to at least playing beyond 162, and I'm really hoping next year's the year.
Did you really let yourself believe wholeheartedly?
By that final series, I was here Tuesday and Wednesday for those Oakland games when they fought their way in. And going into this weekend, yeah, I believed.
You know, the enthusiasm was really, really fun in the stadium. I wonder what you think newer fans should take away from something like this, because it was so exciting to get here.
I think more than what fans should take away from this is I really hope the front office sees the crowds this weekend, sees how excited people were and how ready they are to support a contender, and they go out there and they invest in the ball club and bring in some veterans to complement what we've seen from the younger players, and they go into 2022 as legitimate contenders. After this season, you win 90 games, you have players like Crawford in France where they got those at-bats, they've proven they're capable major leaguers, and now's the time where you have to supplement that with a really good free agent class. And they've run lower payrolls these past couple years, but to show the fan base that they really want to contend, they got to spend money. And now's the time to do that.
Joe, thanks a lot. Really appreciate your time. Better luck next year,
man.
Better
luck next year. 2022 is the year. We're going to break that drought.
All right.
Just over a week until hockey starts, people. Thanks for listening today. There's still more Seattle Now to enjoy over at our Instagram page. Follow us at Seattle Now Pod. Jason Pagano produced today's show. Our production team is Claire McGrain, Diana Opong, Jenny Cecil Moore, and Caroline Chamberlain Gomez. Matt Jorgensen does our theme music. I'm Patricia Murphy.